the second worst restaurant in France. Written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Sir Timothy Ackroyd. It was one of Paul Stewart's friends who said to him, "I can't stress this enough, you know. Breathing is important, really important." "I'd already worked that out," Paul replied. "Oh, I know it sounds obvious." "It does," thought Paul. "But people forget, and they just breathe, you know, like this." Paul waited. "Whereas," his friend continued, "you should breathe like this. In, out." "I thought I already was," said Paul. "In, out, like that." "Deeper, and hold the breath in for a while, like this." There was silence. Then the friend said, "And while you hold it in, think. That's the most important thing. Concentrate your thoughts. Think of the present, Paul. The right now. The actual." "I'm thinking." "Good. You need to be mindful, Paul." "Mindful in. Think. Out. Still thinking." "And he should also close his eyes from time to time," the friend said, "and think about where he was and what he was doing, rather than about where he was going to be and what he was going to be doing." And it was for this reason, then, that Paul, well-known food writer, celebrated cook, and a kind but slightly accident-prone man, now closed his eyes and took a deep breath. He smelled coffee, and this was, he thought, a mindful sort of smell. In front of him, in the real world, was a freshly made, piping hot cup of Brazilian coffee, its aroma drifting up to him on little wisps of steam. He loved the smell of that. A dark smell, a chocolate smell, but without chocolate's note of sweetness. The smell of coffee. Really, that, he decided, was the way he would describe it. He opened his eyes and gazed out of the window. He thought, as he took a deep breath, "Should I go?" He knew that was not mindful. He needed to think again, not about what he should do in the future, but about what he was doing now. But still the same question came back. Should I go to France? Should I call Chloe right now and tell her, "No, France"? He exhaled. He could still smell the coffee, which was now.